You were only 16, I believe, when you made your first appearance at a prom. Was that a big milestone for you?
Oh, yes, of course. I was one of the three pianos in a three-piano concerto by Bach. Mm. Yes. Well, it was a milestone because I met Sir Henry Wood through this engagement, and because I was a student at the Academy and we were chosen to play this, and after all, I owe everything to Sir Henry Wood.
He was a great figure.
He took me around with him, and he was so helpful, and he gave me engagements whenever he could, and he told me about the great pianists of the past, and he was so kind, you know, take an insignificant little student. If we had a concert in Wales or somewhere, he would always take me out to supper afterwards and introduce me to Rhine wine, which he liked very much. No, my debt to him is simply not to be calculated at all.
You went on for two or three years giving concerts of some distinction. Then you decided in your own mind that you still didn't feel ready.
Well, I doubt whether I ever felt I was ready, certainly. We're a very funny sort of artist who thinks he's ready, but I know what you mean. But I just happened suddenly. I don't know what took me to the hall, because I hadn't really heard of him before. I suddenly heard Schnabel in a small hall, the Grotrensteinweg. It was half empty. And I thought I'd never heard anything so marvellous, and there was only one thing to do. The only thing to do was to start life again in Berlin. So I gave up everything. I was already a sub-professor, I think, at the Royal Academy. And gave up everything and went and lived in Berlin for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Studied with him. So there, and in that way, I started life again.
Well, it would seem to have been a wise decision, because there has been, since then, 50 years of great success and achievement.
There have been lots of new beginnings. I think that's what the artist's life is about, you know. But that was the most important new beginning of my life, certainly.
Let's have another record. What shall we have now? Number four we've got to.
Well, now let me see. Number four. Well, I certainly, I'm quite ready. Indeed, I shall by then be longing for that most beautiful of sounds, the human voice. And if a beautiful human voice could be combined with some music that evokes a beautiful landscape, I've had quite enough of the sea by now, that would be lovely. And I think the two are combined in a song by Brahms. I must have Brahms anyway. Song by Brahms, Felt Einsamkeit, Loneliness in the Fields, or however one would translate it, sung by Elena Gerhardt, whose voice is always, always in my mind as one of those special interior models that one has for sound. If one is a pianist, you've got to obviously have the thought of some other kind of musical sound in your mind other than the piano. So I would, I would choose Felt Einsamkeit, sung by Elena Gerhardt.
Elena Gerhardt singing Felt Einsamkeit by Brahms. Do you still practice every day?
Yes, I still put my hands on the piano every day, I think, unless I'm in a train or something. I've always had at the back of my mind something that Leschetizky said, the greatest piano teacher of the turn of the century. He said you should, if you haven't been able to practice, you should go to the piano at night and put your hands on the keyboard and say goodnight to it. So sometimes I just say goodnight to my piano, yes. But in general, I'm a pretty hearty practicer, yes.
Apart from the repertoire of Beethoven and Brahms and César Franck and Schumann and Tchaikovsky, you've always taken a great interest in contemporary music.
Yes, earlier on I played a great deal, a fair amount of it is dedicated to me and so on. And
who in particular has composed for you?
Well, the second Rawsthorn Concerto was really written for me. It's not actually dedicated on the copy, but because it was for the, not the Battle of Britain, what was it?
The Festival of Britain.
Same thing, yeah.
Almost as noisy.
Almost as noisy, yes. And Lennox Barclay's lovely piano sonata was written for me, and some of William Alwyn's earlier piano music was written for me, and so on.
Do you ever have problems? This is something that always occurred to me in the concert hall. Do you always have absolute rapport with a conductor when you are doing concerto works?
No, not necessarily. It's wonderful when you do have. On the other hand, it's sometimes rather stimulating.
To have a little scrap.
when there's quite a bit of scrapping going on in the back. And I think you must believe that you're both ultimately going to behave like gentlemen. Yes, you're not going to throw the score at one another on the platform or anything like that. But sometimes it's quite stimulating, and I've yet to play with any conductor from whom I didn't learn something.
Yes.
Sure. However young or in his dotage or whatever, there's always something.
Yes,
that's
sure
why I've never heard a piano recital from which I didn't learn. From the veriest beginner, I can learn something. Mm-hmm.